You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station.
Breakout Radio Church, now having church services daily at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Time. Now, here is Pastor Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Sunday morning, everybody. Welcome to Breakout Radio Church. Good to have you listening today. Joining us here all across America and around the world, Gene and I are delighted to welcome you to Breakout Radio Church.
Good morning, Breakout family. So happy that you could join us today. And we have sunshine in Austin today. We've had rain for many weeks now, and we have warm weather and sunshine. It's
sunshine.
Beautiful in Austin.
Sunshine. We have not had sunshine on a Sunday in a while in Austin, Texas, but it's a beautiful Sunday morning here on the final day of the final Sunday of October.
Yes.
I want to remind everybody that next Sunday, you're going to have to turn your clocks back. Daylight savings time is over, and we fall back for 1 hour. So be sure and reset your clock. Great to have you today here at Breakout Radio Church. We appreciate Delvin and Rhonda Kinzer, who ministered for us last Sunday. Gene and I were at a very special event, weren't we, Gene?
Yes, our granddaughter Megan was married last weekend, and it was a wonderful occasion.
Yeah, it was.
We appreciate Rhonda and Delvin ministering last weekend. They did a wonderful job.
Yes, they did. And yeah, Rhonda Kinzer, she can preach now.
She can.
And, our youngest granddaughter, Megan Gentry, got married, and we celebrated in East Texas, and we're grateful. We're very grateful. And just want to welcome you to Breakout Radio Church, those of you who are listening across America and around the world, many states and many nations represented, and we are so very, very thankful. Of course, we are a global church without walls, comprised of members in many different geographical locations all across America and around the globe, responding to Jesus' command to go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. We're a house of prayer for all nations. Yes, we are. And speaking of prayer, starting a week from tomorrow, we're going to have 24 hours. Breakout Radio Church is going to host 24 hours of continuous prayer. From 10 a.m. Monday until 10 a.m. Tuesday, prior to the midterm elections, one of the most important elections in our lifetime, Gene. And so we're going to give all of you members an opportunity to participate. We'll be sending you some information, and we need to be praying for these elections as well as our president, Donald Trump. We also want to pray this morning for a couple of our church members, Eugene Bullard, who's been bedridden for several weeks now in extreme pain. We need to pray for Eugene. We need to pray for Anita Rogers. She's taking a turn for the worse, and we just need to pray for her and her husband, Dave, pastors there in the Kerrville, Texas area. And whoever else has a need today, we're going to pray. We have a special guest speaker today. We'll pray for him. Father, we just, Gene, I just set ourselves in agreement here today.
Yes.
At Breakout Radio Church. Lord, that you would just anoint our guest speaker today, and Lord, that you would anoint this service today in Jesus' name.
Yes.
The anointing of the Holy Ghost would be upon this service. Hallelujah. As we praise and worship you and magnify your holy name today, I pray, Lord, that you would minister to every one of our members. And we are now holding the names of all of our members in our hands. And I've been praying over you this week, and I bless you right now in Jesus' name. I bless every one of you members, whatever need you might have. I ask God to supply every need and minister to you today. May he anoint your spiritual ears to hear and your spiritual eyes to see during the service today. We pray for Eugene Bullard, for healing over him, Anita, healing over Anita Rogers.
Yes.
And every one of you today, we're thankful that Pastor B.K. Jones has made it back safely from Africa, and hopefully she can give us a testimony next Sunday. We bless all of you right now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. What,
it's going to be a great day,
yes,
Gene.
Yes, it is.
Okay, one of our spiritual sons, Godfrey Bertle, is going to come and lead us in some praise and worship today. Of course, he sings the theme song we have for Breakout, and he took that from a series of sermons that I was preaching in England years ago, and he wrote the Breakout song. And so Godfrey's going to step up, and he's going to lead us in praise and worship today. I will set my face to seek the Lord. We're going to set our face to seek the Lord today, and so let's all just sing along with the Hallelujah song with Godfrey Bertle. So here we go.
I will set my face to seek the Lord. I will set my face to seek the Lord. Give my full attention to my God. I will listen for His voice. I will listen for
His voice. Yes, I will set my face.
I will set my face to seek the Lord. I will set my face to seek the Lord. Give my full attention to my God. I will listen for His voice. I will listen for His voice.
My wonderful counselor, my teacher, reminder, revealer, my healer, my strengthener. My conqueror, deliverer, restorer, my hammer, my fire, uniter, redeemer, my Jesus, my Savior, my wonderful God.
Set my face.
I will set my face to seek the Lord. I will set my face to seek the Lord. Give my full attention to commander, my warrior, my shelter, my helper, my leader, my Jesus, my Savior, my wonderful God,
my shepherd,
my shepherd, my gatherer, refresher, rewarder, protector, inspirer, provider, my portion forever.
Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we worship You today. Honor You today. Magnify Your name today, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's just worship Him today. Let's just acknowledge Him today. Jesus is Lord of our lives. Hallelujah. We love You, Jesus.
Lord, footsteps towards these ruins. We need You. here. We need you here. Our homes are broken. Our children get stolen. We need you here. The sound rises up here. We need you here.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, work your deliverance in this place. Father, we're so thankful and so grateful. We're so honored. Hallelujah. We worship today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. La Brote. Thank you, Lord. Work your deliverance in our lives. Lord, we believe, Lord, that harvest is coming to America. We believe that we are praying, God, for another spiritual awakening, a major revival in every major city. Work your deliverance in Austin, Texas. Why don't you just say, work your deliverance in whatever town or city or country that you're living in today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We cry out for revival. We cry out for spiritual awakening. We cry out for the harvest, hallelujah, that we've been praying for so long. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We love you today. We worship you, Lord. We honor you. We magnify you. We lift you up. May you be high and lifted up today at Breakout Radio Church today. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want to give you an opportunity to give today. I want you to look this morning at the book of Proverbs before our guest speaker comes today. I want to give you an opportunity to give. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 11, verses 24-25, it is possible to give away and become richer. It is also possible to hold on too tightly and lose everything. Yes, the liberal man shall be rich. By watering others, he waters himself. Another translation says, there is one who scatters, yet increases more, and there is one who withholds more than is right, but it leads to poverty. The world of the generous gets larger and larger, and the world of the stingy gets smaller and smaller. You know, when we give today, we recognize that God owns everything. He owns everything, including everything that we have. We are only to be stewards of what God has placed in our hands. But there's some people that they live in a spirit of poverty. It says, one who scatters yet increases more, and there is one who withholds more than is right, but it leads to what? Poverty. Poverty is a spirit. A poverty is the fear of never having enough. I know a lot of people, they're in poverty because they don't have a good job, or they're in debt, or they don't have enough food. But there are other people in poverty, they have plenty, but they're afraid that they're going to lose it. They're afraid that they will never have enough. There's a lot of people that are in poverty because they have a spirit of poverty on them. They hoard everything. They're afraid to let go of anything. They're penny pinchers, and they're afraid. Many of them are afraid to give their tithes. They say, I can't afford to pay tithes. And yet, you know, if we are faithful, and of course, Gene and I are a prime example of faithfulness to give. My pastor years ago taught me, he said, when I get down low of money, I just start giving more money. That's as a spirit of generosity. You know, I grew up in a little town called Comanche, Oklahoma, and the wealthiest man in town, everybody knew him as Cap. His name was Cap, C-A-P. I won't name his last name, Cap. And Cap had lots of money. And he would come to the service station that I was helping my dad with. My dad owned a service station. I was working there not long after Gene and I got married. He would come in, and he wouldn't fill his tank. He said, just give me a dollar's worth. But he just could not spend money, very much money at one time. I remember Cap came in one day and said, Mr. Gentry, I'm going to give you this money. I feel like giving it to you. And it was a $20 bill in the 1960s. That was quite a bit of money, $20. And my dad was thankful for it. In about 30 minutes, Cap came back and said, Mr. Gentry, could I please have that $20 back? And my dad went to the cash register or pulled it out of his pocket and gave him the $20 back. And he walked away. And I was thinking, this guy has lots of money, owns most all the land around Comanche, Oklahoma. But he's a poverty man. He's got plenty of money, but he's afraid that he's going to run out of money. So he has a poverty spirit. And how do we prevent having a poverty spirit? we prevent having a poverty spirit because our future is not on what we have in the bank. Our future is not, you know, a lot of people are afraid, I'm going to lose my 401k, I'm going to go bankrupt, the stock market is going to crash, and they live in this fear of having so much money or not having enough money. And so how do we break that? We break that by having a spirit of liberality. I remember ministering, Tony Miller and I was ministering years ago in England, and one of the day sessions, I was one of the speakers, but I was sitting out in the audience. Someone else was ministering that morning, and I reached in my pocket because Gene and I made a commitment years ago that we will give in every offering. If they receive three or four offerings during a service, we'll give in every one of them because we believe that breaks the spirit of poverty, which is the fear of not ever having enough. A lot of people live with that. They have a fear of never having enough. And so we break that spirit of poverty. So I reached in my pocket. All I had was one American dollar. And the Holy Spirit said to me, is that all you're going to give? And I said, well, that's all I have to give today. And the Lord said, you have something on your arm that you could give. And I had a Gucci watch that was worth about $600. I think Gene paid $600. And I said, well, I'm going to be liberal today. So I took the watch off, the $600 Gucci watch, and I gave it. One time I gave my T-Bird away because the Holy Spirit spoke to me that one of my spiritual sons needed a van in India. So Gene and I have just learned to hang on to everything we have lightly. And the Bible said that if we give, if we scatter, if we give on every hand, that it will come back to us on every wave. That's how we live. That's how we live. We live by giving and scattering everywhere by being generous, having no fear of poverty, no fear that we're not going to make it in our older years, or no fear that we're not going to meet our budget, just knowing that God is a generous God, and if we sow bountifully and generously, we are going to reap generously. So I want you to give today, and I want to give you this opportunity to give. And, you know, Gene and I are not traveling out every Sunday like we used to most every Sunday, but we're behind this microphone. We're leading this breakout radio church, and we have lots of members. We're thankful for your giving. We encourage every one of you to give your tithes and give your offerings. Give something. Give something in the offering today, and you can make your checks payable to Breakout Ministries, Breakout Ministries, and you can send that check to P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas. That's P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. Breakout Ministries, Post Office Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. And also want to remind you that you can also use your credit card or PayPal card or debit card. All you have to do is go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and that is our website, and click on the donate button. That's on your upper right-hand corner. Click on the on our website, click on the donate button, then you'll see Gene and I's picture there and a picture of the harvest, because we believe it's harvest time. And then you can click on, use your PayPal, credit card, debit card. And just want to give you an opportunity to give right now. Father, I bless the people that are giving today in Jesus' name. I bless them today. May you bless them bountifully in the name of Jesus. You said, give and it shall be given unto us. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over in Jesus' name. And when we look at our PayPal account, which we look at, if you use your debit card, credit card, a PayPal card, we look on there each Sunday and see the people that have given, and our hearts rejoice. We're grateful, very grateful and thankful, and we bless you. And then, of course, Gene goes to the mailbox to see who's given during the Sunday and comes home, gives me a report. And I look at the PayPal account, the debit card, credit card, PayPal, and Gene looks at the checks that come in. God bless you for your giving today in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, it's a real privilege and real honor to have as our guest speaker today, one of our elders at Breakout Radio Church, Gene Massey and Joe Ragland, our elders. And it's good to have Joe Ragland ministering today. And, of course, Joe has been in our life for many years. His wife, Linda, has gone to be with the Lord, but they've been faithful members of Breakout Radio Church from the very beginning. And Joe has been our friend in our lives since 1986. He serves as not only as an elder at Breakout Radio Church, but he's a member of our ministry board. And we're grateful and thankful. Joe has led a couple of churches over the years and served as missions director for several years of the Gulf Coast Christian Center in West Columbia, Texas. He's ministered in many nations of the world, has a heart for missions. And so, Joe, it's just an honor to have you preaching today here at Breakout Radio Church. Let's just welcome Joe Ragland. God bless you, Joe.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's good to be here. It's good to be here on a Sunday morning in beautiful Austin, Texas. The sun's out, no rain, and God has great things in store for you today, wherever you're at right now. And I just appreciate Dale and Gene so much. They've been friends for a long time. Like Dale said, y'all have been so important in our lives through so many different things we've walked through, seen, and I thank you. I know you. These people pray,
yeah.
And I love prayer. And I'm learning more about prayer and understanding why we pray. And, you know, God's ready. He is on go. He's listening. He's waiting. On our, you know, when we pray, He can do things. When we don't pray, there's not a lot happening in places. And I'll say a few comments. I'm not going to be extensive this morning on prayer, on what I'm talking about. But I'm going to talk to you about the harvest. And I think there's great things right today that are happening all over the world with the harvest. And God is moving, in especially in the area of prayer is big right now. It's always been. And when we pray, the Lord of the harvest, He'll thrust out laborers, workers, into the fields. And I've got some scriptures I want to share with you. I'm just excited. I didn't sleep a lot last night because I was kept thinking, boy, God was speaking to me, and I said, I got to go to sleep, Lord. I can't stay up all night. But it was good. I got up this morning, and I feel great. You know, I'm excited about what God is doing, and He loves to move amongst His people. He's ready. I told somebody He keeps on go. He's ready on go. Let me read a few scriptures to you. I want to begin with. Let's pray first. Father, we just thank you today, the day that you have given. This is the day the Lord has made. And we will rejoice in it and be glad. And we're excited not only what you're doing all over the world, but right here in our area and the United States and throughout Europe and Asia, Africa. God is working and moving in behalf of His people. And God said, if you'll call on me, I will answer thee and show you great and mighty things that you know not of. How many of you know there's just some things we just don't know yet? But how many of you know that we're knowing more than we did a few days ago or a week ago? Somebody once said He is the same unchanging Jesus, though. And I want to talk to you about the harvest. Harvest should be so much on our mind in what we do throughout the day. Because let's just read the scripture. Turn with me to John 4, and I'm going to read to you verse 35 through 38. A lot of you are familiar with this chapter. And this is when Jesus, the Jews despised the Samaritans, but that day, it was an appointed time that Jesus came through Samaria. And the disciples were kind of left out somewhere else. They didn't follow Him real close. He went on in and met a woman at the well. drawing water. And that day, she had no idea what was going to happen. She was going to meet the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And afterwards, you know, he talked to her and shared some, told her some things. And she got so excited when she ran to the city to tell them who she had just encountered. She left the water pot. That's what she was there for. She left it and ran. She brought out the rest of the city, mostly. And many, many came to know Christ then, that time. Listen to this. In verse 38, it says, "Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true, one soweth and another reapeth. I sent you to reap that wherein you bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and ye are entered into their labor. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him, for the saying of the woman which testified, he told me all that ever I did." Well, it was an encounter that day that all of those, I'm sure, never forgotten what happened. And, you know, God is so faithful, and he wants to do great things through our lives. Not only did he do something that day after that woman encountered Jesus, but in our lives he wants to have an encounter with us each and every day. And I wrote something in here. If you'll turn with me to, I want to talk about the secret place a moment. The secret place is where you draw near to him. And when many times it's a quiet time, I believe it says, turn with me to Matthew 6 and I'll read it to you. I love this. You know, I've read it before, but recently I saw it as I was preparing one day. And I saw, look at, it's a secret place. And he wants to meet with you and talk to you. How many of you know God, the Holy Spirit is talking to us? And let me see, I'm turning to it here a minute. It's Matthew 6, 1 through 6. I tell you what, we'll just pick up on it. I can read it here. "Take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them, otherwise ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thy alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogue, that they may have glory of men." In other words, don't be one that would show off in Texas talk. "But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand is doing, that thine alms may be in secret, and the Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly." Now, I know that's talking about giving, but I'll say this. When we get in place of a secret place with him, and I find myself, I can be on a hurried day and miss that opportunity, and hours later, I'm finding myself praying about some things I should have been up earlier and ready and praying for and spending time. We're very busy in life. We're over busy with a lot of things going on around our lives. But God says, if you'll come into the secret place, I'll reveal my secrets to you. I'll say this, the more time you spend with him, the more he talks to you, the more you hear him. You can't hear someone if you're not near him. You stand off at 200 feet and just talk like I'm talking right now, people are not going to hear you. But when you draw close, the desire is you'll want to do it more and more. And as you do, God will speak to you concerning the things that are in your life and what he wants you to do. How many of you know God has marching orders for us every day? He has a plan. He's not without plans. He formed the world he spoke the world into existence. He's got plans. So I'm saying this, the big thing right now, when I see, I really got on my heart, is the harvest that's right before us. We're closer now than we've ever been to seeing the return of Christ on the earth. How many of you know the church at times seems to be asleep? And there's others that say, no, that's not true everywhere. It isn't. But we must be busy about our Father's business. That's what Jesus said what he was doing. So we must be busy. We must be planning. I think in the secret place, as I just began to read this again, I said, there's so much here of just the word secret. Those are secrets that may only be for you and him, not anyone else. But he wants you to know these things. And if we'll draw near to him, we're going to hear them. And the important thing is that we not only hear them, we obey them. And we follow out on them. We don't realize there's maybe in the hanging in the balance of people's lives if we don't obey at times. And it's important we obey. We hear his voice. You've got to shut the world off. I'm saying all this, I could probably say I need it as much as you, maybe more at times. But I'm knowing this and understanding it, that I've got to spend the time. That means more time that I'm spending, which is good. There's nothing like it in the world to sit or kneel, close the door behind you, it says, close, go in, and wait on the Lord and pray. God's interested in you. He wants to know about you more. He wants you to know him more. And he's got things planned. He's got a map for you. He's got places for you to go and do. But I'm saying this for the church today, in this hour especially. I'm just saying America, this is where I live. There's a lot going on, a lot of things around, circling around, going on in the United States. And in our lives, and the things that are not so as important, we put as preference. They're on the list. They've got to be at the top. And God is in there somewhere. But I believe God says, I want to come in this hour and reveal myself in such a way and see my church, my glorious church that was paid for with the price of my son. And you think about it, you want to be a part of that. I want to be a part of that. I want to stand before him in that day, and he'll say, you're faithful. Now, I'm trying to get the word out, but it's you've done a good job, faithful servant. You've done what I've told you to do. But you know what? I don't want to just do what I think maybe is just to get by. I'm satisfied. I don't want to ever be that way. I believe a relationship's ongoing every day with him. As you walk with him, as you trust him, as you depend upon him, we have a harvest now in the earth. And what should we do? What shall we do? What will the church do? Will the church stand up and be the church? You know, I'm going into some churches at different times, and there's some that pray on Monday night regularly, 40 people. That's very good. And I love to see, because we need to pray. We've got to pray together. There's unity, there's strength in that, not only for the church itself, for the individuals, the people. So we need to pray. We need to pray. And God will begin to move. I wrote some things down. I always liked this, but I believe you pray for divine appointments and connections. I believe I got that through Dale and Jean. And when you pray, you ask the Lord to put those in front of our lives for each day. Lord, who would I speak to? Who would I go talk to today? I'm going to Kroger's. Just whoever, Lord, I'm going. You set up. You set up the appointments. You set up the connections. I believe this. I have found it so often when I pray, God has someone waiting for me that I can speak to. They need to know about Jesus. They need to know him as I know him, as we all know him, that have come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ our Lord. God sent his only son for us all. So, divine appointments, connections are important in life. And I think as you pray, you'll see the results of that as you pray. Be specific and stay with it, and you'll see things happen and change in your own life. People will come. I believe they'll even ring your doorbell. They'll call you on the phone that you don't even know about right now. But they'll open a door for you in some way, whatever it may be. And it may be just the opportunity to see them and lead them in a prayer of salvation. But God wants the harvest in. He says now, it's not 4 months. I mean, it's now that we're to be busy about the Father's business. And I know there's many people right now in the valley of decision. And it is time for them to decide. But you know, they can't decide on some stuff until we put that before them. Here's your opportunity. And I just want to say something as I'm talking about this, is about encouragement to the body of Christ, that we pray each day for not just for those appointments and connections, but we pray for everyone, of course. But we'll pray those people in Valley of Decisions. And, you know, exhorting one another daily. I love to start calling people that I haven't talked to in a while. You know what it means for somebody, especially pastors or those in ministry or anyone. Everybody loves to hear from someone. And you may just have the word that day for them to speak into their life. So you have that opportunity. God's given us the world. He's put the world in our hearts. That's where it should be. So we're able to speak into the lives of other people. And so exhorting one another daily, encouraging them. You know, some people just need to hear you can make it today. Mm-hmm. That's important. You may not think so, but that's all that can make days. I've had people say, you made my day. And you know, I'm just going off a little bit here, but I was recently in a college town at a restaurant. I just felt the Holy Spirit so strong just to talk to the young people. And there was my waitress, she was a senior at this college. And eventually I talked to her. Another waiter walked by. I stopped him. I said, are you a Christian? He smiled. Yes, I am. And you know what? I said, just hold on a minute. Well, when you come back, stop. I want to pray with you. So I had her coming over, and I talked to her again and end up praying with her. She was already a Christian. But I'm going to tell you, it encouraged them. I could see them light up once I said, can I pray with you? Is there anything? Yes. And there's people all around you throughout the day, wherever you're at, there's people. Unless you're isolated somewhere in a cave somewhere, that could be a little different. And just remember to exhort. Exhort one another daily. Encourage. Speak love, joy, peace into people's lives. It's so important. I remember of a man of prayer. They call him Papa May. He was, at one time was head of a denomination in the United States, and for a time, then he was known as the man of prayer. And he would come speak at the church I was at. He stayed in our home some. We had a bed in the I guess it folded out big. It was in the living room, whatever, and he stayed there. And I'd get up in the morning. I thought I was up early. It was about 6:30 or 7. I walk in there, and here he is, fully dressed, sitting there reading his Bible. And he's telling me, I said, how was your night? Oh, I said, I had a good night. I was up at 2, and I got back up at 4. And finally, I just got on up at 5, and got up. I've been praying. I've been praying for the meetings. I've been praying for your family. I've been praying for others. And I've never forgotten that. What a man. He was a man of prayer. I love, many of you know Hebrews 12. Let's turn to that. If you've got your Bible with you, it's good to read along as I look at it here. That's Hebrews 12. Let's see if it's right here. Here we go. Beginning in the first verse, it says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight." Do you know there's weights that can be on us, that can hold us back, that can keep us from doing the will of God? And it says, "And the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with what? Patience." You have to be patient in the race that is set before us. "And looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." He says, we're compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Well, you know, I always wondered why they didn't say how many. I just think it's millions and millions. And you think about that, there's that are going before us, and here they are. We're surrounded with them. It's a great cloud of witnesses. So lay aside every weight and the sin which... They're intercessions. There's intercession going on in heaven for people here on the earth. So that's why it's important we pray. When we pray and obey, God can move. God wants to move so much in so many areas in people's lives. Sometimes they hold back. But, you know, we can be the one that can help to go in and speak to that person about what they're dealing with in life. And I'm just saying these things because even neighbors, I'm getting closer to my neighbors than I have been. And things are just opening up here and there. You know, you never know when you just share with something they've gone through and pray with them. And boy, things open up. So things are, you want to pray. And the more you pray, the more you want to pray. And when you pray, you'll see answers and things happening, things changing right before your eyes. So I'm believing the church for this moment and this hour is going to be on the march. I'm going to be part of that army. Dale and Jean are part of that army. There's many that are part of the army of God. And we're going to see a change in things around us, the atmosphere, and neighbors, loved ones come to the Lord. Those that have been out there for years. There's faith been just rising up in me over the last week or so, even more so. I'm saying, Lord, he says, you need to pray for them. You need to pray for this one. You need to pray for that one. You need to go see that one. That's why it's important to have someone wherever you're at to be praying with you sometimes, you know, praying with you, agreeing with you on some prayers. You can do it by phone, however it is. But there's a harvest, and it's a harvest, you know, it's time. It's time for so many of us. We're in the last of the latter days, I believe. Things are closing in. Close. We've got time. Sometime. I don't know how much that is. We've got this moment. But if you'll pray and we'll agree together concerning what God's doing for us here on the earth, we'll see things begin to happen. One last two things here I just want to share with you. I'm just kind of briefly going through some stuff, but I think this is important that I tell you this. You know, John Wesley, the evangelist pastor in England, he rode on horseback. They say he covered 200,000 miles while he was preaching the gospel on horseback. And many times he stood on the horse in the saddle and preached. Now, I don't know how many of you, nobody has, I'm not sure anybody's hardly driven 200,000 miles in a car to go preach. That would be a lot. But John Wesley was quite a evangelist. And one last thing, because I've always thought of this, I think I got just a second here, or better, is that I'll just say this. There's people like William Carey and other evangelists, and they became, they did other things. They went to India, missionaries, those kind of things. When people told him, don't go, you're just wasting your time. And he went there in 40 years and just turned that nation to God. And we need to hear that. We need to see young people, old people, go to the world and the world around them. So I thank you this day. Let's pray. Can I pray just real quick? Father, I thank you again for this word. I thank you that it resonates, that it will resonate in the life of each one that I have spoken to, that have heard this today. And move in their hearts and move in their lives. Move us off center wherever we're at. We want to stand before him and say, well done, thou faithful servant. And I just want to do more. I want to do more. Say, just ask the Lord, I want to do more, and he's ready to help you.
Yes,
so we thank you today. And bless, touch, and minister to each and every one. We thank you for the word. In Christ's name, amen.
Thank you very much, Joe Ragland, for ministering today here at Breakout Radio Church. Don't forget, this sermon can be heard. This service can be heard again at 10 this morning, Central Time, 8 o'clock tonight, Central Time, and then, of course, throughout the week at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Father, we thank you for this word about the harvest that's gone forth today here at Breakout Radio Church. In Jesus' name. Lord, you said in your word that we are to pray for the Lord of harvest. Well, it's the Holy Spirit that will send forth labors. I believe that's people that that we're to send, that he's to send us into the streets of our cities, maybe into other nations of the world, or maybe we are to labor in the prayer room. And Joe's talked a lot about prayer and intercession. This is a day and a time when we need intercessors in the prayer closet. And I believe the Holy Spirit's sending many people into the prayer closet to pray for the harvest, for souls to be saved, lives to be touched. And of course, you know, we've been spreading the word for many, many years, calling America to pray for another spiritual awakening. And so in Jesus' name, we pray for laborers to go out to be a witness, to go to cities, to go to nations of the world, and even to the prayer closet, as Joe was talking about, the secret place, in Jesus' name. And we want to give those of you an opportunity that don't know the Lord, if you've never asked Jesus to come into your heart, we want to give you an opportunity every Sunday. We want to pray for those that do not know the Lord. Or maybe you're a backslider, far away from God. Or maybe you're just not sure. You say, I just don't know if I were to die today, if I would go to heaven or if I would go to hell, I don't know. But you can know. And the Bible says simply that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So I want to pray for those of you today that are not a Christian, or maybe you're a backslider far away from God. You've gotten disappointed in life and circumstances and situations, maybe in people, maybe in preachers. I don't know. But I want to pray for you. And those of you that aren't sure of your salvation, we're going to nail it down today. Would you say this prayer after me? Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe that you died on the cross for my sins. I believe that you arose on the third day. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. And with your strength and help, I'm going to live for you and serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. If you said that prayer, you'd like to be a member of Breakout Radio Church, then all you have to do is go to bpnradio.com and you can click on Breakout Radio Church. There's a link there, Breakout Radio Church, and right at the top there is a membership information. You fill that out and submit that. Become a member of Breakout Radio Church. We have members all across America and around the world. We just want to speak a blessing on you members today, and very, very thankful for those of you that are members of Breakout Radio Church. We just want to give a shout out to some of y'all. John there in Ajax, Ontario, Canada. Lemuel there in Temecula, California. Melinda in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Pauline in Las Vegas, Nevada. Just want to speak a blessing on those of you that are a part of the Breakout Radio Church. Penny from Austin, Texas. James from Abilene, Texas. Carolyn from Sparks, Nevada. And Lynn from Decatur, Georgia. Want to speak a blessing today upon Pastor Jim from Guymon, Oklahoma. Carlos down in Jaco, Costa Rica. Just want to bless you today. And just want to speak a blessing upon you. Doug from West Palm Beach, Florida. And Ken and Sue from Gig Harbor, Washington. We bless you. We bless Kim from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And Jim and Marie, Football Ranch, California. We bless you in Jesus' name. I want to bless Ellen there in Fresno, California. And Deborah in Yorktown Heights, New York. Wow, we just got members all over the place. We want to bless Ollie, you and Sue from Alberta, Alberton, Montana, and Clorinda from Roswell, New Mexico. Want to bless you, Ann from Gaffney, South Carolina, and I want to bless you, Jana from Voto, Texas. Also, I just want to bless. We got members all over the place. I want to bless Angela from Cypress, Texas. Still got lots of Texans here. Rachel from Kelso, Washington. And people all across the world. Just want to speak a blessing on you. Thank you for being at Breakout Radio Church today. It's been a wonderful day. And Gene is coming. We just want to speak a special blessing upon all of our members and Breakout Radio Church, don't we, Jean?
Yes, we appreciate all of our members and all of you that have joined us today. We're so thankful and grateful for you and your faithfulness.
Yeah, we appreciate our friend Joe Ragland that's ministered today. Wonderful message on the harvest, and
yes,
that's what we're doing. We're reaching out to people all across America and around the world. It's quite unusual.
And Joe, he's a true friend. I remember his wife Linda. She's gone to heaven now, but she gave us a book a couple years ago called True Friends. And, You know, we have a lot of friends, but not very many true friends. So I'm thankful that Joe is our true friend today.
Yeah.
He did a wonderful job.
Yes, yes. Amen and amen. Yes, we bless Joe and, of course, Linda, all they've sown into our lives and ministry.
Yes.
And all of you that are part of Breakout Radio Church, we appreciate your faithfulness. And,
yes, we
and
do.
And if you need us, you can contact us, Dale Gene Gentry at cs.com. We don't give that out publicly, but we give it to our members, Dale Gene Gentry at cs.com. And want to pray for, speak a blessing on all of you that are preaching today at Breakout Radio Church. We have a number of members that are preaching today on Preaching Sunday, may I say.
Yes.
And we have some places open. If you'd like to preach, you can contact our son, Rick Gentry. And that is Rick Gentry, BPN, radio@gmail.com. And we have a number of people that are preaching today. Want to speak a blessing over some of those that are preaching, our members today. We just bless you and honor you. And remember, preaching is going on all day long, 18 hours of continuous preaching on bpnradio.com. Next Sunday, I'm going to be preaching about concerning the midterm elections, concerning America, concerning what we see happening. We are moving into a very strategic season, so join us next Sunday at Breakout Radio Church. We just bless every one of you. May he cause his face to shine upon you.
Yes.
May you go out and just have a wonderful Sunday.
Have a great and blessed day, and we love you.
Yes, we do. We love you. Have a wonderful day. Thanks for attending Breakout Radio Church. God bless you.